Blog Talk Radio.
Sharing the love of Christ 24/7. Spirit Soul Radio.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the dark world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The journey to heaven seems hard, but there's a calmness from the spirit that's left in my heart. In spite of the strife of my life, there's a light left in the dark. I walked in shame, cause the pain affected my heart. It was like a plague in a stage, an infection that starts to my organs until it reaches the rest of my part. But I won't give in, I would rather reject and depart this wretched system. I know they're behaving Christians, but I'ma still give the message. Just know to the death of my march, blazing with the gospel till there's nothing left in the spark. I ain't giving up, ain't switching up, won't be left with the mark. The military will work the procedures through searches and sieges, no selling and trading, no purchases either. They're developing a mechanism for you to reject the living God and accept the system that will be worse than this reckless living. Arriving at the day when this world will turn into a mega prison. Now it's a war, and it's the time to choose what side are you on. It's a military zone. It's a military zone out here. Now it's a war, and it's the time to choose what side are you on. It's a military zone. It's a military zone out here. Father, life is taking a toll on my body. I need you to take control of my body. It's eating me up inside. I must decide, is it gonna be this road or gonna be the other side? I must confide in someone, cause I can't take it no more. Been plotting on getting belotting, now we're faced with a war. I need a place to ignore all of these bothers and problems. Wish I could solve them or stop them, hate that I got them. I gotta try to stay calm while facing these issues, but constantly clenching my palms while pacing the floor, watching my tears drop from my face to the floor. How can you deal with the hurt? The hurt makes me feel like a curse. The curse makes you feel living worse. Say Jehovah, they get dogmatic culture. We are all clashing. You look at homosexuals, then you start bashing purposely to cause damage. Police cause havoc, but they're not the one who can save us from our flawed status. Now it's a war, and it's the time to choose what side are you on. It's a military zone. It's a military zone out here. Now it's a war, and it's the time to choose what side are you on. It's a military zone. It's a military zone out here. Even though these are the craziest times, I feel like it's a race against time, and I have to keep my faith in this time and walk in the Lord's grace, because his ways are divine. Every day it's a grind. Society has released an infection that's plaguing my mind to make some think that we are a fate of design. I'm not walking away from my faith, there's no way to resign. I'm a Christian, and I'm proud to say it. I won't be quiet, I'll bring a riot, be loud and say it. I'm not pushing my belief on you, I pray you will receive the truth and see the truth that Jesus is not the image the world perceives to you. He is the savior of the world that is trying to bring peace to you. I can no longer call this country a United States. I'm a segregation, separation, we're a divided state. I know the day is coming when I will have to deny my faith, but I can't deny the one who died and provided grace.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to SPSN Listen Live with me, your host, Deandra, here on the Spirit Soul Radio Network. I'm excited today. Why? Because I made it another day. Amen. I'm alive and well. I'm in my right mind. Amen. And so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about life. How many of you out there are just simply excited that you're alive, you're well, and you're breathing? Amen. Because you had a great day on today. Amen. And if you didn't, I claim it right now that tomorrow will be a great day. Amen. A great day for you. Amen. Now, I got a great broadcast for you on today. You just heard Brother Minister with Military Zone. And I'm excited, y'all, because I get a chance to have him back on the show. The last time he was on the show, he was here with the Final Reflect Entertainment family, and today he's here to talk about, you know, the different things that God has been doing with him, his record label, his new album coming out, and various projects coming up with the Final Reflect family. So I'm excited to have him back on the show today. But just in case those of you that were not able to catch him the last time that he was on the show, I want to introduce him to you. I want to share a little bit about him. But just before I do that, I want you to hit your Facebook, your Twitter, tweet somebody, Facebook somebody, text somebody, call somebody, Snapchat somebody. Let them know that Host DeAndre is on the air live. And share the number 310-982-4274. Let them know if they call that number, they can hear it live. Amen. And so if you're online and, you know, after the 30 minutes and it cuts off and you're on the phone line, you can still hear the broadcast. And if you're not on the phone line, you can also still hear the broadcast through our archives. You can hear it on Stitcher Radio. Amen. You can hear it on iTunes. We're everywhere, y'all. You can hear us. Amen. And again, I got some news for you all. I'm excited. SPSN Listen Live is going to not only be on Spirit Soul Radio Network, but we are now going to be airing on gospelisgolden.com, and we start airing on there Monday. Amen. And so it's Monday through Friday, every 12 noon to 2 o'clock p.m. I'm excited about what God is doing with. He's expanding our territory, amen, and that's what we want to do in the Lord. We want to expand the territory so we can go out and reach some more souls and listeners, amen, that and draw them into Christ, amen. So here's information about our spotlight guest, Brother Minister. He's an artist who began Christian music in 2002 after he recommitted his life to Jesus Christ. And he uses music to relate to everyone in various situations and struggles, and he uses those to minister. Now, his goal is to point people to Christ musically and show them there is a Savior and hope. And the Final Reflect Entertainment family is an indie Christian company that is dedicated to spreading the gospel through music and video. And since 2012, Final Reflect has been active in music production as well as recruitment, training of new artists and actors. And, you know, quick shout out to Final Reflect, all the family, amen, all the crew, amen, Doctrine, Echo, amen. Big shout out to you all. And so, again, we're going to talk with Brother Minister, and we're going to find out about his new album. We're going to find out about his record label. Hey, man, so I'm excited about that. Let's get him on the line. Hello, Brother Minister. How are you doing on today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show again. First, I want to say congratulations on the expansion of your network and being able to reach other people. That is that's a beautiful thing. So I want to congratulate you and praise God for that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm excited to have you back on. You know, the thing about it was before I had the whole crew on, I had all of y'all on, but today I have you. So I'm excited. I get to talk to you only today, and then we get to talk to Echo and Doctrine. You know, we're gonna get all of y'all back. But I'm excited. Now, you got new things coming up. Your record label, you got a new album. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, the record label has been undergoing some changes, which is called Calvary Cross Records, which was formerly Calvary Records. But I found out that somebody else had the name and had been much more successful with that, so I just had to basically replace it and, you know, revamp and renew everything. And so that's what I did. And by doing that, I also put up a production site, which is called Prophetic Beats. So we're also going to be doing some engineering, some producing, and doing other various projects for other people in regards to beats and film scoring and TV licensing and, you know, things of that nature. Also added the band to the label, which is called Solid Edge. That's one of the biggest projects that I'm excited about because we had had some time to do this a few years ago, but that name was called God's Disciples, and we touched here and a touch there on some things in regards to like charities. We performed at charity functions, and we did some things at some churches and everything like that. So now we've been getting together, practicing more, and trying to get some songs together and really get the band name out there too. So that's one of the biggest projects that I'm doing on my record label right now.
And speaking of that, I have been blessed to get your single, Gotta Keep Going, and I'm going to play that towards the end of the broadcast. I'm excited about that one, too. I'm telling you, I love it. But
Thank you.
Y'all do a lot. So how do you, you know, keep it balanced, because you're doing ministry? And ministry, we all know, is full time, you know. So how do you
right. Bring
all the different ministries that God has placed in your hands?
I don't have a perfect solution, to tell you the truth. I'm learning still as I go how to prioritize, because some things are very big and got to get done immediately. And some things just can be put on the back burner. But basically, I try to do things during the day with one part of the label. And then in the latter part of the day, I try to go ahead and do things with Final Reflect Entertainment. And then in between that time, maybe a couple of days out of the week, then I spread out some time for the band as well. And then if you've seen some of my videos that I have posted on Facebook, I'm up all night, you know. So I'm doing a lot, just staying up. It's kind of hard for me to sleep sometimes. My wheels are always turning. The gears are moving. Something's always on my mind. I always want to do something constructive. So I kind of stretch out the time. When I need to be asleep, I don't go to sleep. So that's basically what I do, is just try to put in that work and put in the time. And, you know, if I can't do finish one project from another company, then I have to actually spend more extended time with that, and then go forth from right there.
Now, I want to ask you this question. I know that you recommitted your life, you know, to Jesus Christ, but before that, were you into music? Were you, you know, producing music? Like, what caused you to decide, you know, I'm going to make music, I don't even want to say career, but the question I'm asking, I'm going to have to say that. What made you decide to make music, you know, more of a career for yourself?
Okay, well, before I recommitted my life, I was an addictive rapper and hip-hop artist. I was definitely a very hardcore secular artist, and my attitude was different. So I was thinking about having a career, or shall I say, being one of the top-notch rap artists, you know, maybe like Kendrick or somebody like Eminem, or, you know, whoever's on top of the game. I wasn't trying to emulate anybody, but I would do, you know, rap over beats and everything like that. A lot of the ways that a lot of people come up when they're doing rapping and everything like that. But, yeah, I was kind of cocky, you know, with the flow and everything like that. So, before I recommitted my life, it was just like I was trying to get known. I was trying to get my name out there. I was trying to get signed locally first. That didn't work out. So then I just said, forget it, I'll go solo. And now I just did that. I just stopped working with other people because they were not, you know, doing the things that I wanted to do. They just wanted to be kind of like locally famous and everything like that. So I knew that I wanted to do things local, but I wanted to do it on a broader scale as well. I really had no idea what I wanted to do after I recommitted my life to Christ, because I didn't even know that I was going to be able to make that transition from secular rap into doing Christian rap, because I didn't even know that existed. It took me a little bit to find out that you can actually do that. So after my recommitment to Christ, I asked myself, I really do love music, and I know that I can't portray that kind of lifestyle and then live saved. So, Lord, what I really need you to do is to help me change everything that I used to do in my old ways and my old music, and allow me to use it for you. And I promise, I'll always use it for your glory. I'm not looking for any monetary gain, because I know that there's it has to be something bigger and better than that. So that's pretty much how I went about it. But then the career started going after I understood that it's much more important to be able to start something and build something bigger for other people to be a part of. So that's one of the greatest things that's really on my heart. I want to help people. I want to be able to point them to Christ, but even after I point them to Christ, I want to be able to give the people something to do as well. And if I could be a vehicle to do that, just as Final Reflect Entertainment, that's the goal right there. You know, that's what I want to do, you know.
Amen. And, you know, I want you to talk to, you know, our young people right now. We have a lot of young people that call in and listen to the program as well, you know, the broadcast as well. Talk to the young people that that want to reflect Christ in whatever they're doing, whether it might be music, dance, you know, entrepreneurship, starting their own business. Talk to them, you know, what can they do to, you know, reflect Jesus Christ throughout whatever they do?
Well, I know first and foremost from my experience is that, you know, you don't make it to the top just overnight. This is not something that you just go out and do and somebody will pick you up. I won't say that it cannot happen, but 9 times out of 10, it doesn't when you're doing the kind of work that you want to do for Christ. If you want to do that, you know, be yourself, be who Christ called you to be. And in doing that, you need to get with God to be able to know what he called you to be. If he called you to be a dancer, a modern dancer, a praise dancer, a mime dancer, or whatever it is that you can do within that kind of art, media arts, dance arts, music arts, production, everything that has anything to do with art or entrepreneurship or whatever it is that you want to do in life, just make sure that God has that specific call on your life. And it really does speak out. I believe it speaks out in your talent. You know, it speaks out in a specific set of skills that he all gives us. And then you will actually know that that thing is really for you. I believe that you can see if people try to sing, you know, they love to sing, they like to sing, and maybe they can hold the tone, but that's not necessarily their gifting, their calling, and everything like that. Some things are just given to you, and that's just like, you know it. That's what, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Some things do have to develop over time. And then as it develops and your relationship with Christ develops as well, then you can see and say that, oh, wow, this is what I have been trying to do and trying to get out from myself. So I think that what we need to do is just always look towards God, so that, you know, he can actually, you need to find him so that you can be able to find yourself and then get busy, and he'll find something for you to do. And I guarantee you that he won't withhold it from you, but you got to make sure that you always give him the glory throughout everything that you do.
Amen. That's wisdom right there. That is wisdom right there. Now, when you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, the group that Solid Edge, am I right? Solid Edge.
Yes.
I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
Okay. The single is called Gotta Keep Going. What's the message that you all are trying to get across to those that will be listening to the song? Because as you stated earlier, you said a lot. I could go back and ask a lot of questions, but you said a lot. But on that single, yeah, what's the message you want everyone to receive on that?
Pretty much keep pushing. I had the experience of going through some of those things of wanting to give up and being, you know, held down and held back, and saying that, you know, you're not going to make it. You know, you can't be who you want to be. You can't be this. You can't be this businessman, this entrepreneur. Look at all your failures and everything like that. They're laughing at you. They're putting you down. You know, just go back to your 9-to-5. You know, you can't do this. But, you know, the message in it is that you just got to keep going. You got to keep pushing through the hardships, through the rain, through the pain, through the stress, through the depression. You got to keep going. And I'm not saying that it's easy, because it isn't. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to give up on music. I wanted to give up on this because I was like, man, it's not even it, man. It's not working. It doesn't even matter how good you are. No one is doing, you know, no one is helping, you know, and that's the kind of feelings that I had. Those are the kind of emotions that were going through me. And I was just like, man, forget about it, man. It's not even working. I tried it for many years, and forget it. And then, you know, somebody actually spoke to me and said, no, you are a modern day David who sings modern day psalms out to people. And that's the kind of message that people need.
Amen. Amen. Because when you start thinking about King David, you know, he, from a young age, he had the hand of God on him, and he went through various trials. You know, he went through where he had to kill the lion and kill the bear and kill the giant Goliath, you know, and then he had to go through, you know, issues of with his family, rejection. You know, his family didn't even see him as a king. Who are you? You know, go back and tend to your flock, your sheep. You know, you're nothing but a shepherd boy. And, you know, King David was looked down a lot, you know, in his life. And, you know, when you begin to see him rise up in his kingship, you know, you start seeing the glory of God manifesting. You know, and so amen to that person that reached out to you and said you're a modern day David, because he was able to see the hand of God upon your life, or she was able to see the hand of God upon your life and call that out, and that caused you to keep on moving and not to give up. It is a hard thing when you say I'm going to go into the ministry and I'm going to do music for the Lord, I'm going to do this and that for the Lord. It's not an easy task, and we definitely, we all need the Lord. We all have to lean on him, because it's going to be days where you want to give up and throw in the towel and say, you know what, there's nobody walking with me. I'm walking on this journey all alone. But in reality, we have God with us. But by us being down here in the flesh, we feel like we're alone a lot of times. So, you know, I thank God for that person being able to encourage you, and you being able to rise up yet again and keep moving and keep on ministering to those that listen to your music and those that you encounter on an everyday basis. Now, I want to, I know a lot of people from the last broadcast, they heard, you know, the Final Reflect Entertainment. How did you, you know, meet Doctrine? How did you meet Echo?
I met Doctrine basically on Facebook. There was a post that was on there, and I looked at it, and it said that I have an opening slot for, you know, people to join in on this collaboration that I have. And if anybody wants to join in, then go ahead and message me. And that's what I did. And when I messaged them, he, you know, asked me for my number. We talked and everything like that. And he asked me what he needed, and I went ahead and gave him my verse. And then after we'd done that song, he contacted me again, and then he asked me very boldly, "Do you want to sign with Final Reflect Entertainment?" It was just like that, and I was like, "Wow, really? You know, I do got my own company and everything like that." He said, "Yeah, I do know that, you know, give it some thought, pray about it and everything like that, and, you know, see where God leads you." And the thing that really drew me to Final Reflect was just like we both had the same goals and very, very, very similar visions. So I said, you know, why not go ahead and do this thing together? Because Jesus never went out without his team. You know, he had the 12 right behind him. And that's basically when his ministry, you know, kind of like started to like take off and everything like that. So I always believe that a team is better than just having, you know, one head. So we all need everybody. And I said, well, let me support him. And in the same, he said that he would do for me. So now we're going to help one another's company, help everybody else and their endeavors and everything like that, and do everything that we can do in and outside of the music in regards to the ministry and the business.
Now, I know our listeners are tuning in and they're wondering. I know y'all don't even want to buzz in and ask a question. I might go ahead and ask for you. How can they get in contact with you if they're, you know, an indie artist and they're trying to, you know, get their music heard or just get the training? Because we know that it takes more than, like you said, just having a talent. You know, you have to have more than that backing you up. So how can they get in contact with you?
Okay, they can contact me by email at CavalryRecords@live.com. They can also catch me at my Gmail at CavalryRecords@gmail.com. Catch me on Facebook.com/ Brother Minister. And you can also see me on ReverbNation.com/ Brother Minister as well. And I'm also on Final Reflect Entertainment. So you can also hit up Doctrine because he's looking to sign some artists as well. And also there's a one-way project that is coming out that is called, it's like an audio book and everything like that. So we're also looking for voice actors and artists to do songs for that as well. So we got a lot of things that's going on. And you can also catch Final Reflect at finalreflect.tripod.com, facebook.com/finalreflect. And also catch Doctrine at finalreflect@outlook.com. So I hope that's enough contact information.
Oh, yes. It's enough. Y'all make sure y'all connect with Brother Minister and Final Reflect, you know, Family, Doctrine, Echo. I'm telling you, they're awesome. They're awesome. They're amazing. There's not too many people that you can find that they're truly genuine, number one, genuine. And number two, have integrity. And
thank you.
Most of all, serve God. Amen. Serve God and are really out there to really spread the gospel, you know, the good news of Jesus Christ. Y'all are young. You know, we're young. You know, and it's especially special when you have the young people out there pushing Christ, you know, because the world is everybody else but Jesus. You know, they don't care about Jesus, but they're pushing everything else out there. But when you have young people such as ourselves pushing up the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. I can go in right there on Jesus Christ and saying his name, but I'm just, you know, when you're pushing Jesus Christ, amen, and we're young the way we are, that's something. And so, again, I'm getting ready to play a song, Gotta Keep Going. But I want to thank you so much, Brother Minister, for coming on and, you know, spending this 30 minutes with me.
Thank you so much. It's never enough time, but I definitely appreciate all of it with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I want to wish you a blessed day on today. I know you had a blessed earlier day today, but this evening we still got the day going on. So have a more blessed day today, and definitely keep in contact with me. I know, you know, you and Doctrine, y'all both together. I've been speaking to Doctrine off and on, but definitely keep in contact with me about the record label and the upcoming album, because I definitely want to push the songs on our radio station, because, you know, we have the 24/7 radio station on Live 365 where all our listeners can tune in, you know, when we're not doing live broadcasts, but they can tune in and listen to the music there. So definitely,
amen,
you know, keep pushing the music towards me, and I'll push it on out to our listeners.
All right. Very well done.
Awesome. So you have a great night, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bless you.
God bless. All right, everybody. Now, this is Solid Edge and Brother Minister with Gotta Keep Going. I just want to encourage you, if you feel like you want to give up, amen, and you feel like you're tired and you just want to throw in the towel, nobody's helping me, like Brother Minister said, you know, you feel like you're walking this road, this journey alone. You're not alone. You got Jesus with you, amen, and he is the greatest person. He's the greatest partner. He's the greatest person to be walking this journey and this road with, amen. And so here it is, got to keep going. I want you to remain encouraged, remain inspired, and through the word of Jesus Christ and his love, may you be forever changed. God bless.
I'm optimistic, but I cannot deny the hurt. I've been stunned by my own, now I know what I am worth. That's what defines my worth. The scars are so plain to see inside my shirt. I often cry at first, don't call me soft, cause of the way I feel today. Don't judge or say, if you're a Christian, you just need to pray. Healing don't take place overnight. My battles are like Afghan and Pakistan, when the train starts to fight. See, those outer scars, they heal, but inside your heart is filled with anger, rage, bitterness. Your heart is hard to steal. When you were at that place of resentment, you are not making a difference, cause you didn't allow your heart to heal. I'm telling you today, so just listen. The change is not instant. The pain is just ripping, and it is all been sealed. It feels like he has failed in his mission, asking the Lord to forgive him. I'm telling you right now, this all is real. Life is getting rough, I'm running through the trenches. I'm trying to make an escape, I'm trapped up in this prison. Life is getting rough, I'm running through the trenches. I'm running through the trenches. Walking blind and broken, undecided, no focus. I have been hoping that one day my eyes will be open. It seems like this is hopeless. Every time I want to give up, something inside says, I gotta keep going, I must go on. I am not slowing down for no of the pain inside me growing. You hear a lot of moaning and a lot of groaning. I feel my mind is slowing down. I don't understand what God is showing me, and these troubles just keep reoccurring. I keep enduring, but Lord, I need something reaffirming so I can go to my wife or something reassuring. I make many mistakes and it seems I keep on hurting the ones that I love. Sometimes I feel I must be a burden. I ain't even earning the respect of the ones I keep on serving. I guess trying is not enough, so I keep on working. I'm seeking courage for my low self-esteem. Things are worthless. Never know how many men seem discouraged. Weak in the knees and nervous, cause we don't want to mess up, so we seem uncertain. When I try to make these right, yet things that worsen. Trying to try to reach the surface, I keep on searching until I reach my purpose. Life is getting rough, I'm running through the trenches. I'm trying to make an escape, I'm trapped up in this prison. Life is getting rough, I'm running through the trenches. I'm running through the trenches. Walking blind and broken, undecided, no focus. I have been hoping that one day my eyes will be open. It seems like this is hopeless. Every time I want to give up, something inside said, I gotta keep going, I must go on. I am not slowing down for no. Undecided, no focus. I have been hoping that one.